How many times have we went through life trying to not or trying to live out what people say about us? I learned a long time ago, I've been in this walk for a while, and I learned a long time ago that I am what God say that I am. On one instance, Jesus asked his disciples, he said to them, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" When he said that, they came with a whole lot of answers. Some say, and yet some say. And when they got through, Jesus said, "Okay, I heard what some folks are saying about me." He said, "Now, whom do you say that I am?" I am convinced that a person can come and move from mediocrity to a life that has great meaning when they finally realize who they are. No longer do I wish to try to be what you say. You might not like me. You might not like the way I walk. You might not like the way I talk. You might not like the way I dress. But I stopped by here to tell you that it don't really matter, because I am somebody. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, "I am somebody." When God began to deal with me on this, God began to deal with me in a fashion that sometimes when you really want to know who you are, you got to bypass people who don't really know you. I feel like preaching just a little bit. You need to bypass people who heard from someone who heard from somebody else about who you are. And when you really want to know who you are, you got to sometime go straight to the source. Sometimes you got to go to God. Don't you know it is God who made you? And if he made you, he knows who you are. Every hair on your head has been numbered. And he knows exactly who you are. Do I have a witness in here? Has there ever been a time in your life when you try to become what your mama said you should be, or what your doctor said you should be, or what your cousin and your cousin-in-law said you should be? Don't you know how miserable it is to try to live your life through somebody else's eyes? It's miserable trying to become what folks say you should be. I remember when I was 12 years old, somebody told me, "You know, you look just like a preacher." I wanted to ask them, "What does a preacher look like?" And amen. And I didn't become a preacher all because they said I look like a preacher. I preached the gospel all because God has preordained for me to be who I am. Like it or not, I am who I am. Look at somebody and tell them, "Who am I really?" So sometimes when you want to know your identity, you need to go to God to get your real name and your real identity. I feel like preaching just a few minutes. So that's what we have here today in our lesson. In Jacob's life, I need you to understand that the Bible says that all of his years of growing up, Jacob had been labeled. He was called a supplanter. In other words, Jacob was one who got what wasn't rightfully he is. And because of this, Jacob began to suffer some things. His name, Jacob, means trickster. Oh, I'm going to preach here in just a few minutes. Jacob was a schemer. We talked about it this morning in Sunday school. Because oftentimes in life, people would know you by your issue. A lot of times in life, people will call you by your issue. People will call you by your problem. And they don't even know your name. Oh, has there ever been a time in your life when you become labeled, and when you are around folks, you act a certain way because you felt like everybody knew your story? It caused you to place yourself in a shell, and you couldn't really be yourself, all because you thought somebody knew something about you, and it caused you to lower your self-esteem. It caused you to become something that you really didn't want to be. Or because you felt like somebody knew something about you, so you tread lightly. Who am I preaching to it here? You didn't, you sort of went under the radar, and you didn't make no waves because you felt like people knew something about you. But look at somebody and tell them, the devil is a liar. Pray today that after I get through preaching his word, that some of you would learn how to come out of your shell. That some of you would learn that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That some of you would learn how to shine. That some of you would learn how to stand up and be counted. That some of you would learn that your best days are in front of you. And regardless of what the devil did behind you, your past don't determine your future. Reach over and touch anybody on the shoulder and tell them, I am somebody. Whether you recognize it or not, I am somebody. So they begin to label him a schemer. They called him by his issue. Can't you imagine Jacob growing as a boy and people knew his issue? And they called him according to his issue. Has ever been a time in your life when you were labeled something that you had no control over? Has ever been a time in your life when you had to go through some things all because of somebody in your family? Has there ever been a time in your life when you had to work hard to change your image, all because of something and somebody that you hung around, and you felt like you could never outgrow what people were saying about you? But I stopped by here to tell you that your life isn't over. The moment that you recognize that God is on your side, and you don't care what folks say about you, it's the moment that you begin to live. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, I am somebody. Yeah, my hiccups don't determine who I am. My flaws don't determine who I am. I learn from my situations. I learn from my situations. Do I have a witness in here? I learned many times not to do that no more. Do I have a witness in here? I learned. Is there anybody beside me that learned throughout life not to do this again, because this is going to end up here and I don't like being here no more? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I can't allow my situation to cast a negative shadow on my life. Oh. Can you imagine Jacob hearing things like, hey, con man. Hey, schemer. Hey, crook. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Can't you imagine him going through life trying to live out his issues? Jacob grew up believing what others said about him. Be careful who you hang around. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what people will sometimes try to prophesy into your life. Be careful those people who say that you'll never be nobody. Be careful those people who say you'll never amount to nothing. Be careful those people who are saying you're just like your daddy or you're just like your mama. But I don't know about you, but I am my own somebody. Do I have a witness in here? I don't need nobody to validate me. I don't need nobody. Because sometimes, you know, people are not satisfied until they can hold you in their hand like putty and mold you into whatever they want you to be. Reach over and touch your neighbor and tell them the devil is a liar. You see, Jacob grew up believing what others said about him. That he was a schemer. That he was a plotter. That he was a manipulator. That he was a con artist. He tried to live out what people said about him until he became the lie. And the moment that he became the lie is when Jacob figured out that somehow, some way, I've got to change who I am. Somehow, some way, I've got to make my life better. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody and I don't know who it is. You see, the Bible declares that Jacob, trying to live out his life, he tricked his father into giving him the blessing and the inheritance that rightfully belonged to his brother. Not only that, but the Bible said that he tricked his uncle Laban when he was caring for his flock. And he hoped to trick his brother Esau. You see, situation after situation, here he was living out his life in a lie. And then it says that one day, I'm almost there, that he was all alone in the darkness of night. And the Bible says that he had an encounter with God. Oh, God Almighty. Sometimes the very thing that you're up against, sometimes the very thing that you're fighting with, would lead you to a lonely place where there's nobody but you and God. The Bible said that he had an encounter with God. And the Bible said that not only did he have an encounter with God, but he wrestled with God. He wrestled. And the Bible said that he wrestled until daybreak. And finally, he cried out to God and said, Lord, bless me. I want you to take note that the Lord asked him, what is your name? In other words, do you know who you are? What is your name? And the Bible said that Jacob replied and he said, you know, I am what people have said that I am. In other words, I am Jacob the trickster. I'm the con artist. I am the schemer. But I stop by here today to ask you a question. Who are you really? Are you trying to live out what folks said about you? Because you can never really become who God had ordained for you to be as long as you don't know who you are. As long as you don't know what God has ordained for your life to be. I am told that when a sheep falls into the mud, it cries. But when a goat, but when a pig or a goat fall into the mud, it wallows. I am told that when a person does not know who they are, they'll live a life doing whatever they want to do. I am told when a person does not know who they are, they'll go from here to there, living any kind of way. All because they don't know who they are and whose they are. Do I have a witness in here? I am told when a person don't know who they are, they'll live their life missing out on the blessings of God. Don't you know it is God's desire that you should be in peace? Don't you know it's God's desire to give you the kingdom? Don't you know it's God's desire to bless you? Don't you know it's God's desire for you to be the head and not the tail? Don't you know it's God's desire for you to be up and not down? Don't you know it's God's desire for you to be a child of the King? But it's when you don't know who you are that you will live your life any kind of way. So God said, tell me your name. And he began to speak, Jacob began to speak what everybody was saying about him. But I like how God said it. God said, I need you to know something. God said, no, you are not Jacob. No, you are not a schemer. No, you are not a con man. No, I know life had dealt you a bad hand, but you need to understand that you're not what you have become. Who am I preaching to it here? Stop by to tell those in new directions and those in the sound of my voice that whatever your life is now, God wants greater for you. Whatever situation, some of you, you might be divorced, you might be without a job, you might be in a lonely road all by yourself. But I stop by here to tell you, it won't always be like this. You won't always be broke, busted, and disgusted. You won't always be by yourself. You won't always have to eat dinner by yourself. You won't always have to rest by yourself. The moment you recognize and realize who you are is the moment that you can walk into the blessings that God has ordained for your life. Ordained for your life. But you got to realize who you are. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, say, who am I? Be careful, because if they answer you back, you're trying to live out what they said. You need to realize what God has ordained for your life to be. So God said, you're not Jacob. God said, you're not what folks say you are. He said, thou name shall no longer be called Jacob. He said, but your name shall be called Israel. Oh, yeah. I told Jesus many years ago, it'll be all right if you change my name. Oh, y'all ain't talking a minute. Songwriter said, the world is going to hate you if I change your name. But then in reply, he said, but I told Jesus, it'll be all right if you change my name. Is there anybody in this place today that don't mind God changing your name? Oh, y'all don't hear me in here. Is there anybody in this place today that don't mind walking in a new direction? Is there anybody in this place that's sick and tired of being sick and tired of living your life like you're living your life, and you realize there's got to be more to living than what I am experiencing? You need to learn how to go to God and say, God, if you don't mind, can you bless me? Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. Don't be surprised if God asks you, what is your name? Oh, y'all don't talk to me in here. It's then that you got to learn that when God asks a question, God is getting ready to bring you from a mighty long way. Get ready to turn your life upside down. Get ready to change you for the better. Who am I? I am somebody. Do I have a witness in here? God has showed you according to Deuteronomy 28 and 13 that you're the head and not the tail. He has shown you that you are supposed to be above and not beneath. He'll show you according to 1 Peter 2 and 9 that you are a chosen generation. He'll show you according to Romans 8 and 37 that you're more than a conqueror. He'll show you according to Peter 2 and 9 that you are a royal priesthood. He'll show you according to Exodus 19 and 5 that you are a peculiar treasure. He'll show you according to Exodus 19 and 6 that you are a citizen of a holy nation. Do I have a witness in here? I don't know about you, but I am on my way because I finally realize who I am. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, I ain't who you think I am. But tell them, I am blessed and wonderfully made. Tell your neighbor, I am somebody. Oh, y'all don't hear me in here. Reach over and high five somebody and tell them, I am somebody. And tell them, how do I know? Tell when God created me, he didn't make no junk. Oh, y'all don't hear me in here. Tell them, I might be down today, but I won't be down always. I might be below today, but I shall arise. Do I have a witness in here? Because I am somebody. Who am I really? I'm more than what you say that I am. Don't get used to seeing me like this. Don't get used to seeing me in this fashion. Because when God get through with me, y'all know the song, please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. But when God get through with me, how many here would agree with me and said, I shall come forth. Shall come forth as pure gold. I shall come forth. I'm getting ready to pray. You are somebody. Let the record show that I told you that you are somebody. You're not what people say. Don't try to live out what people say about you. Don't try to become what people say you are. You are somebody. And you're going somewhere. If you're in this place today and you feel like that God has ministered to you in the only way that God can, and you've had some people to say some bad things about you, said you'd never be nobody, said you'd never amount to nothing, said you'd never be nothing great, all because of your few mistakes that you made in life. And you found yourself believing it. But I stopped by here to shake your self-esteem. Shake yourself, because you are somebody. I want you to line up across this front. I just want to pray with you. I just want to touch and agree with you. Will you come? Let me pray with you. You are somebody. You are somebody.
Oh, my sister.
You are somebody.
Will you come? Give you brand new life
more abundantly.
Life abundantly. So come.
Don't worry about nobody else. Just come.
Come on.
Just come. Just come. Just come.
To come.
At the end of the day, you ain't got nobody else to deal with but you. You're going to be faced with you when you get home. But I need you to remember, I need it to be rehearsed in your spirit, that you are somebody. When the devil throw your past in your face, I want you to hear that Rev said that you are somebody. You are.
New life abundantly.
So come.
Come. Come on to Christ.
Say it again, choir.
We offer Christ to you.
Greater is he,
oh, my brother,
that is in me than he that's in the world.
Offer Christ to you, oh, my sister.
He will give you.
He will give you brand new life.
Yes, yes, yes.
New life abundantly.
All you got to do. Christ.
To Christ.
Will there be another? We're getting ready to pray.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
We're getting ready to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those who are standing, I want to say to you personally that never again do I want you to believe what the devil has said about you. The devil said you'll never be nobody. The devil said you'll never amount to nothing. The devil said your life is worthless. The devil said you might as well throw in the towel. But today I want you to realize, I want you to recognize that God is saying something greater about you. He said you're the head and you're not the tail. And today as you stand at the altar, he's asking you right now, what is your name? No longer do I want you to answer from your past experience, from situations and circumstances that happened in your life. Today, I want you to know that if you trust him and if you're ready, he's going to change your name. He's going to change who you are. He's going to change your whole life totally and give you a brand new start. our heads bow, our hearts open. Father, in the name of your Son.
Yes, Lord.
We appreciate you now. We bless your name. We thank you, God, for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, because today you've asked us this question, who am I? And today we realize that we're more than what we have become.
Yes, Lord.
Our situations don't determine who we are. And today we realize and we recognize that we are who you say we are.
Yes, yes.
Help us, God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
To walk in a new direction. To no longer believe what folks say. But to listen unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
That we will trust you even when we can't trace you.
Yes.
In knowing that you're going to turn our life around for the better. We appreciate you right now. I touch and agree with each one of these that are at the altar right now. That when they walk away from this altar, they will walk away a changed person. Understanding that they are somebody. And that when you created them, God, you broke the mold. I thank you right now. That they begin to worship you. They begin to praise you. That they will begin to live out their life in the fear of God. And walk into the blessings. We thank you now.
Yes, Lord.
And we bless your name.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And while you're standing at the altar, maybe there's one who don't know Jesus as their Savior. Maybe there's one who come to the realization that they need God more than water.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to God. If there's one, you can come at this time. This is your time. This is your opportunity. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Sing it, choir.
We offer Christ to you.
Will there be one?
Oh, my brother.
Come on and share.
We offer Christ to you.
If not, as you go back to your seat.
Oh, my sister.
Will you say he will
be?
Life more abundantly.
Life abundantly.
Come on and share.
Come.
What did you say?
He who are weary and heavy laden, oh, come.
Okay. All right. Everybody just stretch your hand toward the altar. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I thank you for this brother right now. In the name of Jesus, I take Jesus. I take the healing power of God. Oh, yes. And I speak a word over his life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch him where he needs to be touched.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, even as he stand in your presence. Move on his behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God, give him a testimony.
Yes.
That you are God and beside you there is not another. We speak a word right now. In Jesus' name. Move for him on his behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our offerings. Hallelujah. If you need an envelope for your offering, raise your hand. And while you're getting your offering together, what kind of announcements do we have, First Lady? Amen.
Okay. Good evening. Amen. The announcements are May the 29th, 2016, we will have a celebration for Kingsley, Minister Kingsley, in reference to his graduation. Amen. So that's the fifth Sunday of this month. So it's the last Sunday this month. So we hope to see each and every one of you out on that occasion. Amen. Also, Men's Day will be June the 19th of 2016. And we're looking forward to celebrating Men's Day, Father's Day. Father's Day, I'm thinking Men's Day. Father's Day on the 19th of June of 2016. And Barbara has refreshments for us in the back, and that's all the announcement that I have right now.
Amen. Oh. Yes. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Into the hands of the deacons. Amen.
Just wanna praise you forever
and ever
and ever
and ever
and ever for all you've done for me. Ooh. Blessings and glory.
Yes, everybody, stretch your hand toward the offering. Oh. Father, we thank you for this offering that we receive, God. Thank you for the sowers in the house of God. God, according to your word, bless us right now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today, we're so glad to have Brother Donald Brown. Who is Brother Donald Brown? Amen. He's here today. God bless you. Amen. We want you to come on back to see us. Amen. God bless you. Amen. At this time, we're going to, First Lady, what you got?
I have points for the mothers.
Okay.
So, this is for you, Mother. God's masterpiece is Mother. God took pieces of everything wonderful to make moms. God took the fragrance of a flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of morning dew, the calm of a quiet sea, the beauty of the twilight hour, the soul of a starry night, the laughter of a rippling brook, the grace of a bird in flight, Then God fashioned from these things a creation from no one, from no other. And when his masterpiece was through, he called it simply mother.
Yeah.
Mothers. A mother's love, a mother's care, a mother's sigh, a mother's prayer, a mother's work, and mother's day leaves little time of any play. A godly mother with godly love is treasure from God above. A godly mother with godly above. A godly mother with godly care has God's help when she sighs a prayer. Thank God for mother's love. A mother's patience of a saint could only be by the hand of God.
Mm.
There is no love like a mother's love, no stronger bond on earth like the precious bond that comes from God to a mother when she gives birth. A mother's love is forever strong, never changing of all time. And when her children need her most, a mother's love will shine. Yeah. God bless these special mothers. God bless them, everyone, for all the tears and heartache for the special work they've done. Yeah. When her days on earth are over, a mother's love lives on through many generations with God's blessing on each one. Be thankful for our mothers, for they love with a higher love from the power of God has given and the strength from up above.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we will give our gifts we have for our mothers of the church.
All right.
And also we have a single rose for every mother that is here.
Praise Amen. God.
Amen. Thank God for all our mothers. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I want to give a sort of bitter, sweet announcement. Amen. I sent out a text to most of you on this week. We had one of our members, Brother Norman Gray, to I don't want to say lost his life. Amen. Because if you're in Christ, your life is not lost. Amen. But he passed from this life last week, well, this past Monday in an accident. Amen. And a lot of you might remember Brother Gray. He was one that rode the bicycle to church. And he loved this church, loved this pastor. The last text I got from him was on Sunday. He texted me and said, "Bishop, I was locked out of my apartment and didn't want to come to church and in the same old dirty clothes." And he said, "I'm sorry I missed the powerful word that you preached." And he said, "I look forward to seeing you on next Sunday." Amen. Only to transition on Monday. And his funeral was yesterday in Tennessee. And, of course, that was sort of hard for us to maneuver. But what we want to do is have a memorial service for him this Saturday here at the church, amen, at 2 o'clock. Amen. This Saturday at the church at 2 o'clock here at New Directions Ministries. We're hoping that some of his family can attend. If not, then his church family will be here. Amen.
Amen.
To remember him, amen. He was one that took a lot of burden off of me. Amen. He would cut the grass here at the church, and I tried to pay him. He said, "Pastor, no, you don't owe me nothing." Amen. And he loved his church like that. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And I am convinced that's why somebody might ask, you know, "Bishop, why do you preach so hard? Why do you preach on sin like you preach on sin?" I preach the way that I preach because when these days come around,
yes,
I can rest assured that I preach the truth.
Amen.
I can rest assured that if a person received the word of God, then they would be all right. Amen. So we thank God for him, and we want to celebrate his life on this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Amen. Those of you who have ties to the program that he was in, tell him we're holding the program for him, a memorial service, and give them the opportunity to come around and help us celebrate his life. Amen. Deacon James wanted to add something to this. Deke, where are you at? Amen.
Said it all, really, but I just wanted to share. Monday morning, my aunt and I and a friend of mine that came down to visit us was having breakfast, and she said to us at breakfast, she said, "James, I had a dream that there was darkness in the church, that there was a woman wearing black moaning and groaning and weeping, and you know, I heard what she said, but I couldn't think of where the darkness could be or who it was pertaining to." So Wednesday, that's when I found out who it was. Bishop texted me, and be mindful of it. She told me this Monday morning, so she had a vision of it Sunday night. And his death occurred Monday on his way back to his house. He called me Friday as Brad and said to us that he wasn't coming to church, that he was locked out of his apartment, as Bishop stated, and he didn't want to come with the dirty clothes that he had on. But he said, "I will be there next Sunday." But as you know, next Sunday never came. You know, so I just wanted to say that, you know, God is an amazing God. I know Norman personally. He called me just about once a week to say how much he loved this church, what he wanted to do for the church, and what the church was doing for him. So I talked to his family member. They're having a candlelight event where the accident occurred Friday. We spoke to him this morning on my way in, and I was a little still taken by the event. So I would get better information this afternoon because he's supposed to talk to all his family member, which is coming in Friday, to get his things and for this event that I just mentioned. So as the church family, I would like each and every one of us, if possible, Friday when I find out the time, I would text First Lady and she would make sure that everyone get a text and see if we can go in as a church body, as his brother in Christ, to that location and support the family. Thank you.
Amen. 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 And we would let you know, amen, when we find out more information. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've got food in the back. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's get some words from our mothers. Amen. Amen.
They give it a touch.
Okay. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, she's out of town, but she picked her church while she was here. And we thank God for her. Amen.
I was glad when they said unto you, I said, they're going to go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And ever since I got here, it was just like home.
Uh-huh.
It just like home.
Yeah.
You know, it's like enter to his nation, thanksgiving, and to his courts with life and praise.
Yes. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Sing, mother.
Sing, mother, come on.
Since the grace of God found me, Lord, I know there's been a change.
Yes.
In this old life of mine.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
I'll tell it.
Come on, come on.
And I'll excel it.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wherever I go, what a wonderful change,
yes,
oh, in my life.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
I've learned to love.
Sing your song.
My enemy. I've learned to love all of my friends.
Yes, yes.
With the grace of God came into my heart. Oh, yeah. Found me places that I
come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Used to go. Oh, grace just won't let me go there no more. What a wonderful change, uh-huh, in my life.
Yes, yes.
Since grace found me.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, Lord, places that I used to go. Oh, you see, grace just won't let me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go there no more. What a wonderful change.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Found me.
Oh, yes. You used to go. Come on, Mama. Since when?
Since grace found me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Amen. I tell you what. Songs bring back memories.
Yes.
Amen. Places I used to go. I don't go there no more. The grace won't let me go there no more. Since grace found me. Amen. Well, glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I think we're at that point. Tell you what, I love coming to church.
Yes.
It'd be sad when I have to leave church.
Amen.
But I understand. Amen. Any more announcements? Anything else? Amen. Anything anybody want to say to your mother? Yeah, I mean, here's your opportunity. Amen. Just say it in the front of the congregation. Amen. Amen. If not, amen. Everybody stand on your feet all over this place. What a wonderful day. Amen. Love your mothers. If your mother's still alive, amen. Do something for them. Show them that you appreciate them.
Yes.
Amen. Because no one knows what next year brings. Amen. All heads bow, all hearts open. Father, we thank you right now. We appreciate you for this day. We thank you for life and thank you for help. Thank you for strength.
Yes.
Father, as we conclude this program, this service, pray that you be with us and guide us. Thank you for our mothers, those that you sent here to New Directions Ministries. God, I pray that you would just keep them as the apple of your eye. Just cover them with your blood.
Yes.
And Father, I thank you, God, for all the other mothers who are here. God, I pray that you would allow them to raise their kids in the fear of you. And let them know who they are. Let them know that they are somebody in Christ. They don't have to live their life in vain. And Father, I thank you for the food in the back that is prepared for the nourishment of our bodies. I pray that you would sanctify it right now. Thank you for the hands that prepared it, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, as we leave this place today, go with us and be with us. Watch over us as we travel down the dangerous highways and bring us back to our prospective destinations. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, precious people. Love on somebody and tell them how much you appreciate them. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me have your attention one more time. Amen. If you found a cell phone, amen. Sister Renee lost her cell phone. Amen. What color is it, Sister Renee?
Black.
It's black. A black cell phone. Amen. If you see it, it belongs to Sister Renee. Amen. Just bring it over to her. Amen.